Previously on Algoa FM.
Our Algoa Country. Tonight on Mythbusters, we're focusing on festive season swim safety. I mean, South Africans are heading to the beaches all December along, truly misunderstanding how the ocean works. And I mean, that can be extremely life-threatening. So there's so many myths that people rely on, but tonight we are busting the big ones to truly help families stay safe this summer. Joining us today is a National Sea Rescue Institute communications manager who's working closely with coastal teams. It is Andrew Ingram. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Kia. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad that you're here, Andrew. I mean, you know, festive season means busy beaches. Does that mean that you hear like a lot of cases when it comes to like incidents on the beach?
Yeah, Kia, in the last 3 weeks, our rescue crews have been responding to many, many more calls than previously. So it really is ramping up. People are relaxing, going down to the beaches, going to places that they're not necessarily used to, and making mistakes that could cost lives.
Sure. And speaking of mistakes, right, the first myth that comes up is that if you're now caught in a current, you should then swim straight back to the shore. Is that true?
Absolutely false, Kia. No, please.
Yeah.
So what you're referring to there is mostly a rip current. And they are very, very powerful streams of water that flow away from the beach.
Okay.
So if you imagine that you turn a tap on at home and that water hits the sand and it runs away from the tap, it digs out a channel. Mm. And exactly the same thing happens with a rip current. It digs out a deeper channel of water as that water flows out to the sea. So if you turn around and you try and swim back to the beach, you'll be swimming against that stream of water, which, depending on where you were, could be more powerful than what an Olympic swimmer could do.
Sure.
So if you get caught in a current, swim at 90 degrees to the way you've been pulled to get out of it.
Sure. And what about strong swimmers? I mean, some will say, if I'm a strong swimmer, it means that I probably won't get caught in a rip current.
Another epic myth, false, Kia. So I'd love to tell you a story about a British tourist who came to the Garden Route last year.
Yeah.
And he's a very, very strong swimmer, big guy, 6'4", powerful, swims every day. And he and his wife had hired a guest house on the beach at Wilderness, really beautiful, and they were down swimming each day. And this day he decided to go in, his wife stayed on the beach, and he swam a little bit further than usual and realized that he was in a rip current. And he was unable to get out of it. He tried and tried and eventually flipped onto his back, put his hand up in the air, and his wife knew that he needed help. Our lifeguards hadn't come on duty yet, but they were down at the beach setting up, and she ran across and called them. And the lifeguard who went into the water was a young woman, not even 20 years of age. Hannah is her name. She's a slightly built but extremely strong swimmer and knows those currents really well.
Yeah.
So she swam a torpedo buoy out to Durran, and they then spent 20 minutes swimming out of that rip and back to the shore. But despite her size, and the Durran in a straight-out race probably would have been stronger than her, she understood the rip current, she understood where she was, and she knew how to get him out of it. So it's really important to, if you're going to a place to swim at the ocean, please choose a beach where lifeguards are on duty and swim between their flags.
Where lifeguards are, and make sure that you're swimming in between the flags. Now, let's talk about maybe the opposite of current. Say, you know, the water looks so calm, it looks so chilled. Does that then mean it's safe to swim in that water?
Another false kill.
Yeah.
So again, on so many levels, if you think of a swimming pool that might not be perfectly clean. You can't see the bottom. You don't know which is the deep and which is the shallow end. Think of a dam or a river that is absolutely flat surfaced. Same problem. The bottom of a dam and of a river is never consistent. So you might suddenly get out of your depth and be in real trouble.
Yeah.
And then down at the beach, The rip currents, of course, because the rip current takes sand out and it erodes the sand where that current is flowing. It's deeper. And so the waves often don't break there. Mm. So you go down to the beach and you see waves coming in, and then you'll see a space of maybe 80 meters where there's no waves, and then you'll see more waves.
Yeah.
And you might think, oh, look, there's no waves there. That's where I'll go in. And that is the biggest mistake that you could make, because you're going straight into a rip current. We say white water is safe water. So, you know, again, that just takes me straight back to please swim where lifeguards on duty in between their flags.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure Algoa Country that you're swimming in between lifeguards, or at least between the flags, and there has to be a lifeguard present. You know, Andrew, we do have time for one more. Is it true that you can always spot someone who's drowning? You know, they're going to splash, they're going to shout, that there's at least going to be a signal. Is it easy to spot a drowning person?
No, false.
Mm.
If you know what you're looking for, Kia, then yes. But the most important thing to know is that you have to be looking. So you're not, in the movies, a drowning person is portrayed as they might be slapping the water and shouting, help, help, help. That's not how it happens. Nine times out of ten, a person who's drowning will be absolutely silent.
Sure.
And if you think about that, it's logical, because that person is only trying to breathe. They want to keep their head above the water and they want to breathe. So what you would be looking at is a person who is vertical in the water, so like they're standing up. If you could see underwater, they would be, they would look like they're riding a bicycle and or climbing a ladder, maybe climbing a ladder.
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of movement with their hands and their feet. Their head will be tilted back because they're trying to suck in air, and their eyes, if you're close enough, will be full of fear.
Sure.
So it's really, really important to understand, especially for parents and caregivers. Yeah. Drowning is silent. You have to be watching your children when they're down at water, because you will not hear them get into trouble. Mm. You will only see them. And if they're small children, please be an arm's length away so that you can get to them really quickly if they're suddenly out of their depth.
Yo, and once again, make sure that there's lifeguards.
Yes,
and make sure that
you're
swimming. Yes, you have to be swimming in between the flags. Algoa Country, please, please.
Awesome.
Festive season is definitely heating up. So that means the beaches are going to be full. And if you just joined, we were chatting to National Sea Rescue Institute's. He was the drowning prevention manager for a lot of years and now is the communications manager. Hey, Andrew.
Epic, quite right, yes.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for your time today, Kia. It's really fantastic being able to get this message out to your listeners.
Absolutely. Such an important conversation this festive season. I mean, before I let you go, Andrew, I'd love to know, where can we keep up with you and perhaps just keep up with what it is that you do?
So the NSRI is on all the social media channels. We have some really fabulous stuff on Facebook, Instagram, etc. But our website has absolutely everything, which so nsri.org.za. And there you can find all the different ways to volunteer, from becoming a Pink Rescue Boy volunteer looking after the pink boys on the coast, through to maybe you want to join a rescue crew, or you can help with fundraising. So on that website, nsri.org.za, there's everything. You can even learn how you can win one of four cars or win a whole heap of cash by donating money to the NSRI.
Wow, that's nsri.org.za. Andrew Ingram, thank you so much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.